Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Epilepsy is an interesting disease. It can be strange. It can seem, you know, kind of foreign to people. And so we wanted to shine a light on it and talk to a family that has been dealing with epilepsy with their daughter for the last 13 years. We're joined by Phil Houston and Abby Houston as well on the KRLD Newsline. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's Phil. Abby's here as well. Phil, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys experienced? Abby's now 13, but when she was still an infant, what is it that you guys started experiencing with her?
Well, early on, we were a little suspicious that there was something weird, but really the scary part happened when she was 3 weeks old. We were on vacation visiting family for Christmas, and she started doing this weird twitching motion, and it really didn't look like what you would stereotypically think of as a seizure. And after that went on for over an hour, we took her to the emergency room, and they were the ones who told us that it was a seizure. They had to give her medication to stop it. That medication stopped the seizure, but also stopped her breathing, and they had to bag her. We got life flighted to a bigger hospital. We spent about 5 days in that hospital. As soon as they sent us home, we flew back home. The day we got back, she had another seizure, and that led into us spending about 3 weeks in the hospital, going between different medications, trying to figure out what could stop the seizures. Fortunately, we were able to find some therapies that helped, and then kind of started the journey of figuring out which of the medications really worked and then how to level them out so that we could control their seizures better.
I'm sure it was just a tough journey there, but at the same time, you guys were kind of able to get to the bottom of it. What has life been like since those initial few weeks and months when you were trying to get the diagnosis and trying to figure that out? Has it been uneven at all, Phil, or what's life been like since?
Well, it requires constant adjustment. Abby has a really rare vitamin B6 dependent seizure. And so first we had to find doctors that understood it, which we really didn't find anyone that gave us real definitive solutions until we got to Children's and started working with the doctor there. And that was only a couple years ago. In the meantime, though, that's something that changes as you grow. And so we're constantly having to adjust her medication and try different secondary medications to get some control and longer time between the seizure events.
It really goes like up and down. They'll get spread apart and then they'll get closer together. When I was very little, they kind of figured out because there's a doctor that had recently like done an article or been studying a very rare disorder, and he said we can try this, and so they did. And obviously, I don't remember it.
It's just incredible how rare this is, how special you are, Abby. I mean, the form of epilepsy you have, it's a very rare form, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been a lot harder to deal with because it's so rare and because it's dependent on quite a few things, like growing and elevation. There are quite a few things that might, you know, affect it. So we kind of have to be careful. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and we can't control.
Gosh, I can't imagine how it would affect your life each and every day. Still, even though you do have this form of epilepsy, you are still able to have, an awesome life. What are some of the things that you love doing?
I guess not just recently, but especially recently, I've been really pursuing the love of music. For a while, I've been doing piano lessons, but recently, I kind of quit piano lessons in favor of guitar. And so, I've been learning guitar, and I've joined a worship team, and me and my dad play a Celebrate Recovery sometimes. And so I really love music.
Abby, tell me a little bit about what led you to find that love of music.
I guess it's something I just always kind of love. And I think it's something that even when I get older, I'm still going to love it. Because I've got no sense of rhythm, but most of even when I was very little, I always liked to match pictures and sing songs. And I've always got some kind of songs in my head.
That is awesome. What is it like, Phil, for you as a father to see Abby grow and, you know, just keep finding things that she loves?
Yeah, I mean, when she first got diagnosed, when she was first having seizures, kind of the initial research that we read basically said that if these seizures can't be completely controlled with the vitamin B6 supplements, that she would have some developmental delays and disabilities. And so we were kind of prepared by the doctors for her to not be as capable as she has been. And we've been really thankful that she hasn't had any of those delays. There's certainly challenges that come along with some of the medications that she's on and some limitations, just because we have to be careful, you know, to not ever be too far away from her medicine or even a hospital. But it's exceeded our expectations on what could be possible, and seeing her become her own person and find the passions that she has in life and continue to grow and learn is really great, particularly compared to what it could have been like.
Hey, I'm a genius. I can't help it.
Oh, I love it. And
we need to work on her humility.
Yeah, not much humility, but a great sense of humor, right? You were alluding to it some there as well, Phil. The job that Children's did in kind of diagnosing this rare form and augmenting her treatment, yeah, what kind of game changer was that for you guys?
It really was a higher level of care and a higher capacity program than we had ever worked with before. We were very thankful for the doctors that we had all along the way, but it was frustrating because of the rarity and the specialty of pediatric seizures. It required someone with a little more focus and experience to get a good diagnosis. And so getting a real clear diagnosis, getting access to more new treatments, cutting edge treatments, just more thorough, you know, kind of problem solving. Really the service that we've received there. In fact, I sent an email to the doctor today because we've been having to make some adjustments to the medicine, and we always get great service. They get back to us quickly and they get us really the best care.
Abby, what has your experience been like with Children's?
I remember at the beginning, they did this test where they hooked me up to some machines and they gave me my medicine. And I remember it really scared me because they were trying to figure out what happened inside my brain during a seizure, which meant making me a seizure. I remember it really scared me. Remember, I came back and I was scared, but they told me what they found out from that. And it was really amazing what they found out, and they used that test to help me. Even though it was kind of scary, I think it's helped me a lot in the long run. You know, it's helped us, and I think it's better that they actually are willing to do individual study and willing to care about me, like, as an individual, because not all places do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.